Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamed Chesem Mebeis. We're holding on Lamed Chesem and Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the words Ha'isha Sheshalo Mechaverta. So the Mishnah said that if a woman borrows, let's say Rivka, she borrows some salt and water from the neighbor, from Leah, to make her bread. She wants fresh bread on Yom Tov. She has most of the ingredients, but she needed some salt and some water. So she went to Leah and she borrowed some salt and some water. So the Mishnah says that with regards to the halachis of Tchumen, so Rivka is going to be limited. She's not going to be able to bring the bread to places that Leah's Tchum wouldn't allow for. Because being that it has some of Leah's ingredients mixed in, so she's going to be limited. So Rivka is going to be limited by Leah's Tchum. Says the Gemara now, that Kisalak Rabbi Abba, when Rabbi Abba went there to Yisrael from Bavel, so Amar, he said a tefillah yehi rava de'ema milsa de teskabo. He said it should be Hashem's will that I should say a tefillah that's accepted by the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. He was a little bit scared to go see the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Are they going to appreciate him? Are they going to like him? He said a tefillah that I should say something which is accepted. Lamaisa says the Gemara Kisalak when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechil Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Rabbi Zera. So he found these three Talmid Chachamim. Va'amrilor, some say it was a different three. That it was Rabbi Avayu, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, the Yasvi, the Kamri, and these Tamina Chachamim, they were sitting and they were discussing our Mishnah, and they said, Amai, now why is it that Rivka is limited by Leah's Tchum? Why don't we say that the water and the salt that she borrowed from Leah, that's bottled to the rest of the bread, and Mamela Rivka could take it wherever her Tchum would allow her to, she's not limited by Leah. So says the Gemara that Amar Lu Rababa, so this is Rababa's time to shine, so says Rababa to them, I'll tell you why, I'll tell you a teretz, that Harishin is Arivali Kav Chitin, Basara Kavin Chitin, Shalchaveroi. If let's say you have Ruvain who has 10 Kav of wheat, and Shimon has 1 Kav, and Shimon's 1 Kav of wheat gets mixed in with Ruvain's 10 Kav. Yaychal Halah V'chadei, would you say that Ruvain could just eat all the wheat, and he could just be happy, meaning, Bailas is not Batal. Bittal applies to Isser and Heter, that's when you have Dine Bittal. But Bailas can never be Batal, and therefore if Shimon's Kav of Chitin fell into Reuven's 10, we don't say it's Batal. The din of Bittal was never said in Chayshe Mishpat. You can't be Mevatal someone's Bailas. And if so, so you're here too also, when it comes to the Melech, when it comes to the melach and the mayim, when it comes to the water and the salt that Rivka borrowed from Leah, so that's not going to be batal because the bailus can't be batal. And once the bailus is not batal, so then memela the iser of tchumen is which is based off of bailus is going to be that it's going to come out that Rivka is going to be limited by Leah's tchum. So now achichu alei, they didn't appreciate Rabbi Abba's teretz, so they laughed at him. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Abba said to them, "Gosaychu shakli, did I take your coat? I missed the joke. What happened?" So hadar achichu alei. So they started laughing again that Rabbi Abba just didn't get it. So Amar Rav Yishaya. So now Rav Yishaya said that shapir avod achichu alei, that they were right for laughing because it's Rabbi Abba does not have a good point. Now Rabbi Yishaya understood that Rabbi Abba was coming to say that the reason why it's not batal, it's because it's like chitin and chitin. It's like min b'minay, and min b'minay is like bato. So to that, Rav Yishaya responded that min b'minay is like bato. They were right for laughing at him because ma'ishna chitin b'sa'irim delay kamar luhu. Why didn't he talk about the case of min b'sheina minay of wheat and barley? The havelim min b'sheina minay or min b'sheina minay bato, because he knows that min b'sheina minay, that's for sure bato. Well, guess what? Chitin b'chitin ami. Also, when it's min b'minay, nihid the Rabbi Yehuda loy bato. Granted that according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minay is not bato, but the rabbanan miftah bato. According to the rabbanan, it is bato, and we pass him like the chachamim that min b'minay is bato. And if so, that's why we have our kasha. That's why they had the kasha that the salt and the water should be bato. So Amar Le Rav Safra, Rav Safra explained that no, Rav Abba was coming to say Yisoid, that Maisha, Shaper Kamrid, he said, the Lashon of Shvua, and like in the name of Maisha, are you saying good? Are you saying a good taino? Do you not know that which Rabbi Chia Katisva said in the name of Rav? That Habayrit Sreiris Migarne Shochavere, that even if a person just takes pebbles from his friend's stack of wheat, so the halacha is that yischayev l'shalim loy demechitim, he has to pay him that amount of weight of wheat. not of pebbles of wheat, because being that his friend could have sold it together with the wheat, and halachically that's mutter. So now by taking away these pebbles, so now he has to pay for wheat. So what do you see from here? Alma kila chasre. You see, even though pebbles is something you would think is not chashiv bichlal, and so why would he have to pay for it? No, because being that it takes away from the volume of Shimon, of his friend's stuff, of his pile of wheat, and he's not going to be able to sell it as weighing as much, so now he has to pay. So hachanami here too as well, said Rav Safra, that kilo chasre, that lamaisa, the salt in the water, even though you might think that it doesn't have much chashivas, lamaisa it adds to the chalo, and therefore it has a din moment. And being that it has a din moment, and it's owned by Leah, so therefore it can't be bottle. So now Amar Leah Abaye, Abaye says, v'lo shani le lamar, bein mamun sheyesh lo taivin, lamamun shein lo taivin, that by pebbles I understand that it has a din moment. Because by pebbles, there's someone that's there to claim the pebbles. And let's say Reuven took the pebbles from Shimon's wheat, so Shimon's there to claim the pebbles. However, over here in our case, when it comes to the water and the salt, so Leah's not claiming the water and the salt. Because she lent it to Rivka. So she's not claiming it, so it's Mamun She'in Lo Toivin, and Mamun She'in Lo Toivin could be bottle. So now Amar Leah serves after response, Ya'ul Tamech, according to you, and this question is very difficult to understand, but he says, according to you, Hadam Rav Chista, that Nevela Batela Beshchuta, that Nevela could be bottle if it falls into a pile of basar that's shachot, of that was shachted, Lefishi Efshar Leshchuta Shateasa Nevela, because Shchuta can never become Nevela, and therefore it's like a case of Min B'Sheina Mina, and even Rabbi Yehuda's Maida that it's bottle, whereas Shchuta ain't a Batela B'Nevela, that Shchuta is not bottle B'Nevela, because Lefisha Efshel Nevela Shateasa Shchuta, it's possible for Nevela, once it becomes unedible, if it spoils, it becomes like Shchuta, and it's not Matama anymore, and therefore it's like a case of Min B'Mina, and therefore it is it's not going to be bottle, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'Mina is like, but not bottle, so this case won't be bottle as well. Stama halacha and hilchos bittel. Now says Rav Safra that if dinei mamonis makes it that it's not batel, so hachanami techi isle bailim loy batla. That even the velo, when it falls into a pile of meat of shchuta, if it has bailim, it shouldn't be batel, because the bailos can't be batel. And vechitei mahachanami. And if you'll tell me that ain't a chanami, that's the halacha, v'hatani, but we learned in the braisa, that am Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, cheftzei hefker koinen shvisa, afa pish ain't lehem bailim, doimim kemish yesh lehem bailim, that hefker, even though it doesn't have bailim, the halacha is that if there's a hefker object on the ground going into Shabbos or Yamtif, so then that place itself, that's its makom shvisa, and you count the tchum from there, from that city, from that place, whatever it is. But the point is that even something that doesn't have bailim, that doesn't have taivim, says Reb Safra, you see from here that there's still a din shvisa. And if so, Reb Abba has a good point, that the mayim and the melach that Rivka borrowed from Leah, even if Leah is not claiming it, cheftzei hefker are still kind of shvisa. And therefore, even though Leah is not claiming it from her, Lamaisa, with regards to the Erev Tchumen, when it comes to Tchumen, we still view it like it has Bailim. And being that we're viewing it like as if Leah is the owner, so that's why Rivka's Tchum is going to be limited. Rivka bringing the Chala, wherever she could bring the Chala, is going to be limited by Leah's Tchum. However, Amar Leah Abaye, that Amar Leah, the Abaye says back to Reb Safra, that no, I still don't agree with the entire Yisoid of Reb Abba. Because Mikom Edames Yisrur Lamamayna, how could you compare his Isser to Mammon? How could you compare the Din Isser of Tchum to the Din Mammon that can't be Batal? Yisura Batal, Mamayna Loi Batal. Granted, Chayshe Mishpat, Bailus, that can't be Batal. But who says that just because the Bailus is not Batal, that the Tchum is not Batal? Let the Tchum be Batal, and the Bailus won't be Batal. But still the Tchum, Klapi Hilchos Tchumin, we should say that the salt and the water is Batal. So again, all this whole Shaklavatario brings us back to the original Kasha. Why, in the case of our Mishnah, does the Mishnah say that Rivka could only bring the challah to places where Leah's Tchum would allow her to? Why is she limited by Leah's Tchum? Why don't we say that the salt and the water is batal? At least with regards to the halachas of Tchum. So says the Gemara, V'tayim amai, so why taka isn't it batal? Says the Gemara through Terutzim. Abayi amar gzeir Hashem atasa isa b'shutfis, that really in a chanami it is batal. But Chazal mean the gzeira that still Rivka should be limited by Leah's tchum because of the gzeira in the case where Leah and Rivka make bread together. And then it's both of their bread, and for sure, Rivka is going to be limited by Leah's tchum. So since this case is similar to that, so therefore they were geyser that Rivka should be limited by Leah's tchum. Rava Amar, Rava said, no, it's taka not bottle. Why is it not bottle? Because tavlin letame avidi utame loy bottle. Salt is a spice. Things that are there for tam are not bottle. That's the halacha and hilchazisr veheter that it's not bottle. And that's also why over here, that's why it's not bottle. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi is another terror. It's also another reason why it's actually not bottle. Is mishum dahavi davar sheish lamatirin. Because this is a davar sheish lamatirin after Yom Tov is over. Rivka could take the bread wherever she wants, then the halachas of tchum won't apply, and therefore v'chol davar sheish l'matirin afilu be'elef lo bato. And the halacha is that anytime you have an iser, which the iser is going to go away, so then we say it's never bottle. So that's why over here also the salt and the water are not going to be bottle, and that's why the Mishnah says that Rivka is limited by Leah's tchum.